want to ask you one question before we get to today's episode. And that is, how many times have you cried over somebody? Now think about this real hard. Really, really hard, actually. And keep that answer up in your head. Now, another question I want to ask you is, what makes this person special to you? Why do you love them? Because that's what the topic we're going for today is, love. Specifically, three different types of love. To me, this is the one I really experience the most right now, and that's young love. The love that you feel for somebody when you're younger, say 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Those take, because most of the time, that's the age range that young love falls into. Another one is toxic love. That is the love that you feel for somebody who doesn't feel it back, but makes you believe that they do. And personally, to me, that's the worst kind of love, and honestly, it should be to you too. And then the last one we're going to go over today is functional love. Now, functional love to me is probably different from your definition. To me, functional love is not artificial, and it's not forced onto the other party, and it's a mutually agreed on thing that I love you and that the other person loves you too. That's what I'm going to go over today. About young love, a lot of people want to say that it's, oh, young love isn't real love, but it really is love at the time, or the knowledge that the two have at the moment. To them, that knowledge, what they have, is that's what defines love to them. You see, it's not all that complex really when you think about it, because young love is excitement and thrill, while the love that we as adults have come to expect is sort of, say, more relaxing. It's Netflix and dinner, or I guess you want to say hang out in a hot tub drinking wine and talking to each other all night. That's the love that older people have come to expect. And that's really just how it goes when you grow up. You mature more, and you expect more mature things out of your partner. But when I see young couples, to me, I can see that there's excitement in there. There's thrill. They're having a blast. And I know that these couples will last, but they won't last forever. They may last a year, 2 years. I've seen 3 years even in very rare cases. Now, if you're in one of these really young love type of relationships, I want to ask you something. Is this why I love them? Because they're exciting to be around. They give me this feeling of just that I crave. If that answer is yes, well, I want to tell you that through my own experience, it may not last. And that simply is because life gets less fun. It gets less fun to be an adult. You know, life is not fun. And for young couples such as yourself to survive, both of you, and this is very important, both of you have to mature mentally. It won't work if one of you is mentally an adult wanting to settle down, wanting to have a family, while the other one is still running around playing games like it's middle school or high school even. Because you gotta remember, life doesn't play games. Life is the game. Remember that. Speaking of, you know, somebody playing games, you really want to know how you can escape it. How can you escape cheating, or say just the constant cycle of ending a relationship and then getting right back into it, which is something that young love is very, it has a tendency to do, really. And I'm going to tell you this, guys, in the next segment, which is toxic love. And I feel this is a very touchy subject for a lot of people, and so I'm going to try and keep it, I want to say, direct, but honestly, I'm going to give you my uncensored opinion of toxic love and how I feel about it. So let's get into it. toxic relationship, you're going to think of the most prevalent type, and that's an abusive one, mentally and physically, really. But I feel like a lot of people don't discuss the abuse, the red flags that come up before this relationship starts, and that's playing with or having your mind played with by another person in order for you or for them to feel a certain way. And mind you, this is before it starts, so you may not expect these red flags or this type to come up. And let me tell you this, if you suspect for a second that your partner or your potential partner is playing a mind game, you need to run. You need to get out. Don't look back. Because I'm going to tell you this, even though you're sad right now about it not working or the possibility of getting played, just because you're sad now doesn't mean you won't be happy in the future. Doesn't mean that something even better is going to come along. Something real is not going to come along. Because it will. It always does. You just have to be patient. And I feel like a lot of people just don't want to be patient. They want to rush into it and get what they want. And now I understand that, you know, being single is hard. But think about this. When you're single, you're not getting played with. You're not being cheated on. You know, you know what's going on. You're in full control of what's happening. Now, I want to take you guys back a little bit in time to my freshman year of high school. So, this falls back into the young love category. But, you see, to me, I thought that this was worth it. This love was worth it. The mental abuse that I went through was worth it. Now, you see, I got with the girl I thought was the girl of my dreams. I had liked this girl since 7th grade. And to me, she was perfect. I could do nothing wrong. I was damn wrong, too. So, that shows you where it went. And this chick, she played mind games with me. She cheated on me. She made me think that maybe that I would find nobody else better than her. When this wasn't true. You see, while I was sitting in the gym crying, she was in the bathroom screwing a dude. And you see, that's the type of shit that nobody should go through. You know? And personally, I let it go. I let it continue on and on. I went through this abuse on and on and on. And I just ignored it because to me, she was perfect. She did nothing wrong. She could do no wrong. I believed every word out of her mouth. And that's because I let her play that game with me. She knew she didn't love me, but she knew I loved her. And so she used that against me. You know how I got out? It took friends, it took support to get out of that. To get out of that situation, or to get out of a situation like that, you need support. You need friends. And I feel like a lot of people don't fully utilize these resources they have at hand. And you see me, when I finally got my stubborn ass to listen to my friends and say, leave her, I left. I started looking for other avenues. And I found, and really it didn't take that long for me to find somebody who loved me for me. But you see, I was so broken. So broken by what happened last time. I didn't trust this new one as much as I should have. So then I found myself in the situation that I was doing the exact same stuff to this person that was done to me. You see, loving somebody who is broken is very hard. Because you're going to realize that this broken person is going to have trouble adjusting to, say, a normal relationship. They're expecting you to do wrong, or you're expecting them to do wrong. So it turns around that, well, I'm going to do them wrong first. You know what I mean? It's a toxic cycle that I feel like not a lot of people fight through. So they may have something great on their hands, but they're not going to fight for it because they see how much trouble it's going to be. Now, the girl I got with after this, I applaud her. She dealt with my shit. But eventually, I got to the point, and I was still, you know, broken after what happened. I wanted it to end. I still wanted the thrill of this other person. I couldn't find it in her. You see, people that abuse other people, they leave their mark. they leave that mark of, I'm the best, you'll find nobody else. And I feel like not a lot of people understand that. And that's going to go right back into the next topic, which is functional love. So let's go ahead and hop on that. All right, so while we're talking about functional love, I want you to take this analogy. Think of your life as, or yourself, really, as a tree. Now, we're going to focus on the three main parts of a tree that we as humans can mostly identify. That is the roots of the tree, the branches of the tree, and the leaves that sort of make up, I guess you could say, the overall look of the tree. Now, the leaves, you're going to notice that a lot of people, they have a lot of leaves, I guess you could say. A lot of people that they associate with, but that eventually they'll end up getting rid of or shedding, I guess you could say. You know, how trees sort of, you know, they shed their leaves. They drop them all come wintertime. And you'll go through this a lot. And you'll go through this constant cycle of people. They're just leaves. They're seasonal. They come and they go nonstop around the same time each year or around the same events. Say you go through something catastrophic, they're gone. They don't want to stick around through that because it doesn't necessarily interest them to stick around. So you're going to have a lot of leaves in your life, and you can't change that about certain people. That's just who they are. Now, branches, they'll sort of trick you, I guess you could say. Branches are, you know, they're sturdy, you know. I mean, you can go up to any branch today on a tree and, you know, sort of tug at it really hard. It's not going to break. Well, majority of them won't. But, you know, branches still, they can break, you know. Like, if a storm, say a storm is bad enough, it can take a few branches off. And they're confusing, and branches, they also, you know, they take from the tree. You know, they feed off the tree in order to survive. They take nutrients from the tree. So, people that are branches, they are benefiting from you benefiting. So, you're doing good, they're also doing good. Because they associate with you, but if something bad enough comes, say your life shit hits the fan really hard in your life, you'll notice that a lot of those branches will fall off. Now, they're not going to blow away like a leaf. Because, you know, branches, they're heavier, they're more sturdy. It takes a lot more to move a branch than a leaf. But branches do fall. They don't fall far, but they still fall, so they're not benefiting from you anymore. So you don't hear from them. You don't see them as much. Or I guess you could say, really, I guess you could say they're done. You're done with them. You know, they have no reason to be around you anymore. And now we're going to talk about your roots. You see, the roots of a tree, or your roots, I guess you could say, are the strongest of the strong. No storm will take out your roots. No human can come along and take out your roots. You know, roots, they die with the tree. So, really, when you go down, they go down too. They are the ride or die that you want, sort of, in a relationship. And to me, I feel like a lot of people, they're expecting the support of a root from, say, a leaf or a branch. They're expecting this sort of thing that from somebody who doesn't have the capacity to give it, and instead they're ignoring the roots, the ones that their support system, they're ignoring them in favor of these people that just, you know, they benefit off them, but they don't sort of give any benefit back. You know, you can live without a branch, you can live without a leaf, but you can't live without your roots. You know what I mean? If you lose your roots, you lose the structure, the support that you have, and it's easier for something to come and say, take you down. You know,
know, without the roots, what are you? You're nothing. You're a dead tree. Your life is dead without that support system. So stop trying to love people that don't benefit you. They only benefit off you. Stop expecting the support of a root from a leaf or a branch, because you're not going to find it. Search for love within the roots. Now, you can always grow more roots. That is true. And you will find that some people do actually end up growing into a root for, say, your life or your spectrum, which is the tree in whole. They hold you up just like the other roots. Just don't ignore them.
Well, guys, I'm going to wrap it up here. I just want to say thank you for tuning into the first episode of Young Guidance. I'm hoping to do these, say, weekly or bi-weekly, but we'll really see how life goes with me, specifically with my work schedule. But we'll be going over pain in the next episode, and really, you know, the type of pain that we feel. We'll be going over a little bit of depression in that episode, so I'm going to do a lot of research before I get it out, just to be sure that I don't sound ignorant of the subject. And I know that depression is something that we've all gone through. It's something we experience on a daily basis. So we'll be touching on that in the next episode of this. And thank you for tuning in again. And stay young and stay guided.